it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Toyann in Brunswick's going to play this round of Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Toyann? I like that name. Yes. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great and nervous and shaking.
Is this your first time playing?
Yes, I've called a bunch of times and never got through.
Never got through. This is the first time. Well, welcome. Have you, you've heard the game before, though, I would imagine.
Yes, hundreds of times, probably.
Hundreds of times.
So
oh,
you know
we have played it hundreds of times.
Yes, we have.
I'm super excited.
Good. We're super excited to have you play. We're very excited about this. So you know how to start the game. You ask Jen to leave, and then we'll go ahead and start.
Good morning. Jen, can you please leave the room?
Good morning. Yes, I can. Good luck, Toyann.
Thank you.
All right. Producer Stevie stays in with me. As you know, she will be keeping track of the score. Jen is in the hallway for anybody that hasn't heard a round of Trump Tui. This is what happens. We're going to ask Toyann 5 questions. There is a timer involved. She needs to answer those questions within the amount of time that is allowed. When she is done with that, I'll play a quick song so we can go out and grab Jen, let her know to come back into the studio. It's time for her to answer those 5 questions, and we'll see what happens. If Toyann has answered more questions right, she's won the game. If Jen has done that, she's won the game. If there's a tie, we go to a tiebreaker. We are all rooting for Toyann's first time playing a round of Trump Tui. Here we go. Question number 1. It looks like everyone's favorite chatterbox sidekick is finally getting his moment. Eddie Murphy confirmed big news, and I quote, "We start in September on Donkey. Donkey is going to have his own movie." Now, this Donkey character, once again, that is voiced by Eddie Murphy, is from which movie franchise?
Correct.
All right. Question number 2. Look at that. Heard it hundreds of times. You finally get through. You get question number 1 right. Look, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Question number 2. Bend It Like Beckham is getting a sequel. The director of the original is working on a follow-up, and the hope of the original cast members, including Keira Knightley, will return for the new one. We'll see what happens. Bend It Like Beckham is based around which sport?
Oh, my God. I want to go soccer.
Okay, let's go with soccer. Question number 2. The kid Leroy is causing a frenzy after supposedly confirming that he and Tate McRae have split up. Which TV dance competition show helped launch Tate McRae's career back in 2016?
I'll say Dancing with the Stars. I have no clue.
That's great. We'll go Dancing with the Stars. As we move to question number 4, All-Star Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as Major League Baseball looks into betting violations. Now, the team says it doesn't expect any other players or staff to be involved. Now, the closer in baseball usually comes into pitch in which inning?
The 4th inning.
Let's go with that. Question number 5. Demi Lovato has announced her new single, Fast, is coming this Friday. She shared the big official news. It was a post to Instagram. My question to you, what is Demi Lovato's husband's name?
I don't know.
All right. First time playing. We love that you played. All right. We're going to see how you did with those 5 questions. Now, we're going to grab Jen out of the hallway, let her know it's her time to answer those 5 questions. She will do that in 4 minutes on Star 102. Continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites brought to you by Apex Skin. Toyann of Brunswick. It is her first time ever playing the game. Heard the game hundreds of times. Producer Stevie, let Toyann know how she did.
She got 2.
There
good
you
job.
Go.
Good job.
2. Correct. Today. All right, now it's Jen's turn. She's going to answer these 5 questions. Let's begin with question number 1. It looks like everyone's favorite chatterbox sidekick is finally getting his moment. Eddie Murphy confirmed big news, and I quote, "We start in September on Donkey." Donkey's going to have his own movie, end quote. So the Donkey character, if you will, that is voiced by Eddie Murphy, is from which movie franchise?
Shrek.
It is from Shrek. Question number two, Bennett Like Beckham is getting a sequel. The director of the original is working on a follow-up, and the hope is that the original cast members, including Keira Knightley, will return for the new one. Bennett Like Beckham is based around which sport?
Soccer.
Yes, of course, it's soccer.
I loved that movie. Did anyone else love that movie? Stevie, no way you saw it.
I do know the movie.
Okay.
Question number three, the kid Leroy is causing a friend. Was that in the air? That was
yep,
in the air.
Sure was.
Is causing... causing a frenzy after supposedly confirming he and Tate McRae have split. Which TV dance competition show helped launch Tate McRae's career back in 2016?
So you think you can dance?
That is right. Question number four. All-Star Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as Major League Baseball looks into betting violations. Now, the team says it doesn't expect any other players or staff to be involved. The closer in baseball usually comes into pitch which inning?
The ninth inning.
It is! The ninth inning? Question number five, Demi Lovato has announced her new single, Fast, is coming this Friday. She shared the big news in an official post to Instagram. What is Demi Lovato's husband's name?
Oh, I don't know. And she just married him, too. Isn't it like Ravi or something? Remy Rick.
No. That is wrong. It's, well, Jutes is the stage name, or Jordan Lutz. Either one.
Right, I was super close. There. Super close.
Or his buddies call him Robbie.
Right.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Joanne 2, Jen 4.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Joanne.
It's okay. Next time I'll try.
That's right. This was your first time. This was like you're just getting your feet wet. You're getting used to it. Yeah. Next time you're going to be a pro.
Now I can calm down.
That's right.
It's tough. Trust me. It is totally different when you play. Thank you for listening hundreds of times. We can't wait to talk to you again. It was very nice to talk to you and playing the game. We appreciate that. But you know what you need to say.
Jen stumped me today. I did not trump Tui.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Caitlin of Twinsburg is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys today?
Good. When's Twins Days, or did I miss that? Is that coming up?
It's like next weekend, maybe.
I thought it was soon. Augusty.
You thought it was Augusty? Yeah. You were thinking the other day and you're like, you know what? I think that's Augusty.
I was like, I think Twins Day is Augusty.
Yeah. That feels right.
Augusty. What happens?
You know,
August.
That's kind of how I would describe it too, but I should check because I didn't get down then.
I figured you would know. Mm-hmm. Figured you would know. Yeah. All right. Well, let's begin a round of Trump Tui. Just ask Jen to leave the room to start the game.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
Yes. I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Caitlin.
I'm not a twin. Am I invited?
Yeah, sure.
See, I heard it's a party. Have you been down there, Stevie, for twins?
No.
Same.
I went to college with a girl who is a twin, and she would go with her twin brother every year.
I bet that's unbelievable.
To be honest, I just moved here last year, and the weekend I moved in was Twins Day, so I went to Cedar Point for the weekend.
Valid.
That's the best. The one person I ask just moved there and left during Twins Day.
Probably very crowded. A lot of twins in the area.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I should have just tried to put my Airbnb.
I wish I had a prize for you already. That was really funny. All right, so we're going to ask you five questions. Obviously, there's a timer involved. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me to keep track of the score. All right, question number one. Let's start with Mountain Dew. So Mountain Dew's frequently releasing new flavors. And already this summer, we have seen Dragon Fruit and Baja Cabo Citrus Sodas, among several others. Now they're introducing another brand new flavor with Mountain Dew honeydew.
That's like the world's worst fruit.
It is the world's worst fruit.
What kind of flavoring is
that? I don't know what that is. Yeah, it's funny. But we're going to ask you, what is your favorite fruit? That is question number one.
Honeydew.
Maybe it is honeydew. My daughter likes honeydew.
Right? I don't know. It's the worst. It's like a cantaloupe, but gross.
It is. Actually, that's how they describe it. Mm-hmm. When you go to the store, it's like, here's cantaloupe and cantaloupe, but gross. You've also got watermelon. I don't get it either.
But she loves honeydew. I used to think that it was unripe cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Like they accidentally threw it in the fruit salad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get a fruit salad. It's all just honeydew, and I get so mad.
You know why. You know why it's all honeydew. Question number two. What do you think when Jen comes in? Does she like honeydew?
She's probably going to say yes.
She probably does. She probably has honeydew perfume. It's all honeydew. I'm going to guess that. Question number two. Beyonce wrapped up her Cowboy Carter tour this weekend, and it was, to put it lightly, very highly successful. The numbers show it took in a staggering $407 million and sold 1.1 million tickets. Has Beyonce ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show as a solo artist? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Question number three, the space drama Apollo 13 coming back to theaters for its 30th anniversary. It'll be shown on IMAX screens on September 19th. Which actor portrayed Jim Lovell in the 1995 film Apollo 13?
Tom Hanks.
All right. Question number four, the greatest actor of all time. Question number four, Meet the Parents has a new title, Falker-in-Law, and a new teaser that hits theaters, I don't want to say it again, on November 25th. It's already close enough. On November 25th of next year. What is the first name of Robert De Niro's character in Meet the Parents?
Peter.
Let's go with that. Question number five, Monster. Season four is officially diving into the chilling tale of Lizzie Borden. And actress Ella Beatty is stepping up as the infamous lead. So the Monster co-creator also created American Horror Story, Glee, and Grotesquerie. What is his name?
Ryan Murphy.
All right. We're going to go with Ryan Murphy for the answer for question number five. We're going to see how you did with all of five questions. We'll let you know how you did. We're going to grab Jen, bring her back in, and ask her those same five questions next. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Tim.
Back in the studio. We're continuing a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Caitlin in Twinsburg answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie keeping track of that score. How did she do?
Caitlin got four.
Oh!
Good job.
Good job, Caitlin.
I'm sure I got this first one wrong.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, you should have got the first one wrong. Now I think about it. Okay, hang on.
Wait, why? Should never.
What?
Gave the point.
I don't understand what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
Jen, think very deeply on this question.
Oh, God. What is it?
Mm-hmm. There is a wrong answer.
There is a wrong answer. Only we know. I don't know why I went all pirate. Question number one, Mountain Dew is frequently releasing new flavors.
I don't know.
Already this summer, we have seen Dragon Fruit, Baja, Cabo Citrus, sodas, among others. Now they're introducing another brand new flavor with Mountain Dew, Honeydew. What is your favorite fruit?
Watermelon.
Do you like Honeydew?
Yes. I do not want to drink it, though. Especially with Mountain Dew. That sounds excessively sweet.
Honeydew is horrendous.
Oh my gosh, it's so sweet.
There's nothing honey. There's nothing dew. It should just be called a round ball of hay.
It's like no flavor. It just is like the leftover. It's like when you get a fruit cup and it's all honeydew, it's because it's just filler.
That's because in the fruit cup, they put the crappy honeydew. You need like a nice, ripe, juicy honeydew.
I'd rather just get a nice cantaloupe or a watermelon.
Caitlin likes honeydew, right, Caitlin?
Same.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's her favorite.
We're
going to do some instant poll at some point in time. Honeydew or honey don't. Question number two, Beyonce wrapped up her Cowboy Carter tour this weekend, and it was, to put it lightly, highly successful. So the numbers showed that it took a staggering $407 million and sold 1.6 million tickets. Is your favorite fruit honeydew? I'm going to ask that every question.
No, it's watermelon.
So has Beyonce ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show as a solo artist? Yes or no?
Yes.
That is correct. So it was back in 2013. Question number three, the space drama Apollo 13 is coming back to theaters for its 30th anniversary. It will be shown on IMAX screens on September 19th. Which actor portrayed Jim Lovell in the 1995 film Apollo 13?
Tom Hanks.
The greatest actor of all time. I think his nickname's Honeydew. Question number four.
I hope not. Me too.
Why I said that, don't know. Mm-hmm. Question number four, Meet the Parents 4 has a new title, Fokker-in-Law, and a new teaser, which hits, and it hits theaters, by the way.
He won't say it again.
Nope. November 25th, 2026. It's written in the question again. Nope. What is the first name of Robert De Niro's character in Meet the Parents?
Robert De Niro's character? Bob. I don't know.
Jack. Question number five.
Got to get this one to tie it up, Jen.
Ooh.
Thank you, Stevie.
Question number five. Monster Season 4 is officially diving into the chilling tale of Lizzie Borden, and actress Ella Beatty is stepping up as the infamous lead. The Monster co-creator also created American Horror Story, Glee, and Grotesquerie. What is his name?
Ryan Murphy.
It is Ryan Murphy.
Don't say it like that.
All right, so we're tired. What?
Ryan Murphy.
So we're tied at four?
Yes, we are.
All right. The first Honeydew was released
No, that's not it.
All right, so we're tied at four. We're going to have a tiebreaker question. Closest to the actual number without going over is what I'm looking for. The timer is still in play. Jen is writing down her answer. Her pen is ready. She's ready to go. And Caitlin is going to answer the same time you're writing down your answer. Closest to the actual number without going over. Here we go. I'm going to go back to question number three because, well, he's the greatest actor of all time.
Oh.
How old is Tom Hanks?
Know.
How old is Tom Hanks? Here's your timer. Closest to the number without going over. Caitlin, what do you think?
59. Yeah.
59 years old. Jen?
He's 65.
He is 69 years old.
Oh, my God. Is he really?
I said 69.
You did?
I think you guys missed it. No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did. That's why I asked again. I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe she said 69 because I was about to get very, very excited.
Oh, my gosh.
That might be the case.
I'm upset that he is 69 years old.
69 years old. Greatest actor of all time.
He is wonderful.
The greatest actor of all time.
You see how he signs his name, T. Hanks, on all his Instagram posts?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the best. He really is.
So,
thank you,
Caitlin. You are the best. Maybe I will retry Honeydew for a future Tasty Tuesday. Maybe I like it now.
Apparently, we need a fresh one, not a fruit cup one.
Exactly,
yes, the fruit 100%.
Cup. 100%. That syrup, probably not the case. All right, Caitlin.
I don't recommend it. I don't really care for Honeydew.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it was nice talking with you. We appreciate you listening to the show, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Caitlin, and I did not Trump Tui.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.